This is the BBC.
On Friday's podcast with Maya Jammer, we mess with Maya's brain on the Maya Speech Jammer and call her mum. Also, have you ever heard of kitten fishing? We talk PDAs and first kisses. And does Meghan Trainor really miss me? We had him on the show yesterday, Zedd and the Middle is coming up. He was as cool as I thought he was going to be, actually.
Are you being honest there? Because I have always wanted to get Zedd on the show. I think he's a legend. And I don't know, I got a vibe off you that you're saying he was as cool as you thought, but I'm not sure you totally believe that.
I just don't think. I think you want him to be a massive party animal, but I literally think...
You don't think he is?
He's having a herbal tea right now, babe, and going to bed at nine. Maya, welcome again.
Hello. Welcome back to me.
Yeah, yes. Welcome back to you.
You just welcomed yourself.
Yeah, right? I know. I didn't know what to say then. I was going to say, it's me again.
Welcome back to me.
Can I just say there's been a beast from the east and a storm called Emma. How do you still look like that, please?
A lot of gel, actually. Right. And I've been using a toothbrush to hold down my baby hairs. It's the best slick brush ever.
Have you actually?
Yeah. It's a tip. Yeah, no, really.
What, like, so the ones that like sprout forward, you're like...
You scrape them back. Yeah, a little bit of gel on the tip. Yep. It's perfect.
It's a good tip.
Thanks.
There we are, girls. Still her style. Anyway, welcome.
Maya Jammer.
Yay.
Maya Jammer.
Woo.
Maya Jammer.
Hey.
Maya Jammer.
Keep up,
yeah.
Chris.
Maya Jammer.
Yeah.
Maya Jammer.
Maya Jammer.
Yeah.
Maya Jammer.
Or my new favourite off of Cars.
My hot mama jammer.
Oh, wow.
Mama.
I put on my pajama.
There is so many jammer songs.
Right.
Scott Mills.
Oh, yeah, the chart's moving, by the way, this week. Greg is going to be back to do his show at 4 o'clock. He needs a hero's welcome from all of us. What an amazing, amazing week.
Yeah, he did really well.
So well.
Yeah, you've been keeping up with this, Maya.
I have. I've been seeing it and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I could never do anything like this.
Wouldn't even attempt it.
One, because of the temperature, and two, because of my actual health. But he smashed it. Yeah. He did as much as he could.
So Greg's back at 4, which means I'll be doing the chart from 3 till 4 today. Also, coming up at 1:40, Maya, something which we've not done on the show for ages, but I think will suit you because it's just gonna. We need to call someone you know, and it's gonna really mess up your voice.
Okay. Cool.
And they're gonna think all sorts is going on.
Lovely.
Okay, so we've had attempt number two at a team photo on Friday. Chris, not happy?
Oh, listen, I'm happy with it if you guys are happy. I'm not particularly bothered about the photo. I just say we should have just kept last week's one.
Oh.
You guys weren't happy, but it's just the process of it is so long.
No, why? We need new people in. Like, we need to change it up. We had a professional camera today.
I know, but why do you guys... We've got to do all these different poses.
I mean, I know it does take time. We like to take time on it.
Yeah, I think you can't rush perfection.
So are you too happy?
I'm all right with this one.
Yeah,
this week.
It's good. I've done black and white. Have a look on our various Instagram or socials.
Look at me. Like, it's not normal.
I think we should take suggestions from the audience. Yeah. What pose should we do next week?
Yeah, we've gone for moody this week.
No, you two went for moody. I look like, I put this on Insta, I look like I've just spotted a parking ticket on my car.
Yeah. Or, like Dan in Manchester says, you look like you've been on all of the Tangfastics. It does look like you've got something really sour there. It really does.
Strong pout.
Also, Tom in Leeds says, you three look like you're about to drop the hottest album of 2018.
That's the look I was going for, actually.
Yeah. Right, N-dubs are back.
I know.
Okay, we had this guy on the show yesterday, Zedd, telling us about why he puts that clock in loads of his songs.
You tell me what you think is better.
No, it works.
Either the way to do yell your name really loud on top of a song or have a subtle clock in it. And it both does the same trick.
Exactly. I'm going for subtle clock.
Subtle clock.
This is my tune of the week, as he likes to put a subtle clock in. You'll hear it now. On the middle.
Take a seat. Right over there. Sat on the stairs. Stay or leave.
Scott Mills.
I don't know what it is, but I think this weather's making everyone, like, super angry.
Yeah.
I nearly got blown away this morning.
Right.
What?
Yeah, blown away.
Yeah, because angry? What do you mean?
No, not because of someone's anger. Just because as you turn the corner, as you're coming into the BBC building, there's a big wind gush.
Yeah. It's like a tunnel.
Flew me back a bit.
Tunnel of wind.
I also
had the same, and I'm considerably larger than you.
People are angry. Some people are having to deal with the snow, though. Delivery drivers. I understand they're having a hard time at the moment, right?
But
we've currently got a situation ongoing right now where our lunch is being held hostage.
Why?
And the poor guy delivering it obviously is struggling to get here, but basically we can't get to them either. So he has said that unless me or you, Maya, are down there in 2 minutes, the food is going to go.
I just heard Chris on the phone going, "What do you mean you can't do this?"
He just said to me, "I can't do this.
I can't do this."
He's having a breakdown. Oh, that's why. He's probably
guy.
In the wind tunnel with the food flying everywhere.
I can't do this.
Three. Scott Mills.
Freeway bangers with me, Chris and Maya at 2:40 today. I'm really pleased with my one.
Are you?
Oh yeah. Actually, it's a band that dress a bit like we do today or have today.
Really?
In our photo. Yeah.
But I won last Friday. I like that it's a weekly competition now, actually.
Yeah.
What is yours? Two in a row you've won?
No, well, you've only been on 1 week, haven't you?
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know how many times you've won before.
I've won loads before.
Oh, okay,
then,
loads and loads of wins.
Because we do it every day, but yeah.
Doesn't even know how many weeks she's been here. That's how comfortable she is.
Right at home.
Yeah.
Some of you guessed what we're going to do with Maya at 1:40. It's Friday number two, so let's mess up her voice on the Maya Speech Jammer.
Scott Mills.
Oh, I'm going to be so pleased to see Greg James today at 4. He's on his way back now to Radio 1. Hero! Thank you very much, by the way, if you've donated. We've got such a lot of money now for sport relief. It's great.
Yeah, people have been amazing. So generous with their donations. Massive thank you.
Looking forward to see Greg at 4. Before that, I'll have the official chart at 3, slightly earlier today.
BBC
Radio 1.
Right, we haven't done this for so long, and it's a welcome return of the Speech Jammer with Maya Jammer. Had this genius idea on a beach, actually, last week, where I was like, Speech Jammer with Maya Jammer. Why didn't I think of that before?
It wasn't discussed in any kind of meeting or anything like that. No, inspired. And we should thank the beach that it gave you that inspiration.
Some of my best ideas are on the beach.
Yeah,
sure.
You always know? On a beach, aren't you?
It's like -5 in West Wales, but still, it came to me. So we haven't done this for ages, but in your headphones and only in your ears, Maya, you're going to get like a tiny, tiny delay.
Okay.
And we have never worked out the science around this, but for 99.9% of people, it really messes their brain up.
Okay.
And as a result, your voice does alter. For some people, your voice goes like high or really low or a bit slurry or words get extended.
Like that, yeah.
All right?
Okay. I think I've heard you do this before.
Yeah. So, Chris, if you press the button there...
Yep.
This is what Maya's going to hear in her ears. What did you have for breakfast?
I had a chocolate croissant.
It's weird, right?
That's that sound.
Oh, hello. I like orange juice and I really like to drink.
That's going to mess you up.
It's really hard to talk in full sentences. Maya, tell us everything you like about Nick Grimshaw.
I really like me and him have the same birthday, 14th of August, so we're both Leos.
See, it's really difficult to do.
It's like kind of wading through treacle with your voice.
Trying to catch up with my own tone.
Right, okay. So who are we going to call?
Who would be good to call that I know? My mum, probably. She's always up for stuff, and she answers to me most of the time. Anyone else, it might be a few rings, so...
Yeah, mums always answer, don't they?
Yeah.
I think these are the best speech jammers as well, when it's close friends or family, because they're the ones that are always a little bit concerned about you.
Yeah.
We've done this before, where famouses ring famouses and stuff like that, but really, they're not necessarily the best of friends.
Fair.
So I don't think that works as well.
Yeah, this would be good. All right, so I think the deal is... Because it's your second show, obviously mums worry, don't they? So maybe you've been celebrating because it went all right last week and when the show went good.
Yeah.
We got a lot of good comments about it. So just say that your boss, it's supposed to be coffee, but the boss ended up popping the champagne out.
Okay, amazing.
All right, and just go from there.
And I got carried away.
Exactly. It happens.
It does happen.
On a Friday morning.
At 9 a.m.
Sure.
Shall I put the speech jammer on?
Yeah, put it on and we'll call Maya's mum, Sadie, next.
Scott Mills.
Okay, let's call... Maya Jammer's mum with the speech jammer. So,
dun, dun, dun.
Turning it on.
Turn on.
Hello.
Hello, mum.
Yeah, hi, you alright?
Hi, yeah, sorry. I'm outside a radio at the moment.
Outside?
Yeah, no. I'm having an actual mare.
What's wrong?
Well, basically, I went out with the bosses. To have a coffee because of how well the show went last week, and had champagne instead. And I'm
this morning.
Yeah, and I'm mashed.
You are not.
Yeah,
Maya.
I know.
What the hell?
But I'm nervous now.
No, you're not.
Well, look. I don't
know. What do you mean? Look, I can't see you. You don't sound that bad. What the hell? What kind of boss is that?
Well, I'm extra nervous because they don't drink either, so I feel like they're going to charge me.
Wait, hold on a minute. You went with the boss, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
What is his fault? That's what he can say. He's the one who bloody pays you in here if he's your boss. Honestly, that's bang out of order. I can't believe he's done that. Where's he? Where are you now?
I'm outside.
You've only had a couple of champagne, surely. It could have been that much. When did you start?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm on now. Like, literally now.
You're on the radio now?
Well, yeah.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, love. You don't sound too bad. I think you sound all right. You could probably put it off, to be fair. You don't sound bad, love. You could put it off. Have a coffee.
What, you think, like, I don't sound that bad right now? I'm a bit stuttery. I can't.
No. Take a few deep breaths. Have a coffee. You'll be fine. Have a fag and go back in. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. And don't tell him nothing. Just get crack on with it. How long are you on for? A couple of hours?
Yeah, 3 hours. What, you think I can hide it?
Yes. 100%. You can hide it. You don't sound bad to me. You sound fine. You sound all right. Go on. You'll be all right.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, try and listen and text me if I sound bad.
Maya, I can't believe you. That's not like you. You haven't done that, really, have you?
Well, look at me. I'm having an absolute mare.
No, Maya, you haven't. You're such a sensible person, usually. What the hell's happened?
I don't know, but YOLO. Do you know what I mean?
You're going to have to go with that one. YOLO, innit?
Yeah. Can I sing you a song?
What?
Can I sing you a song?
No, Maya, look. Now you're getting carried away. What song?
Oh, where did you go?
No. That's
where
not
can
on the radio.
I find
no,
you?
No, that is not what you need to do on the radio.
Look at you go.
Go
round the road.
Stop singing.
I think I'm going to sing that on the radio.
Oh, my God. Right, you are now. I'm going to go and tune in. Yes, but love. I reckon you could put it off, though, babe. I reckon you could put it off.
Okay, all right.
As long as you stop singing like that.
Okay, all right. Thanks for your advice.
I'll speak to you in a bit. Drink coffee.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Love you, bye.
Amazing. Speech jammer off.
She was so good.
She was good, but she went through like a few different emotions there.
Yeah.
First she was concerned, then she thought it was a laugh.
There was a bit of a telling off at one point.
Yeah, a little bit.
As soon as she started singing, she's like, I'm going to tune in, love. Yeah.
She did, she went through it all.
Bless her, man. It's because it's really not like me, you know, it must have threw her off a bit.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
A load of people are asking, what is that song you were singing? I've never heard it.
It's My Drama's Own. Made up on the spot there. If anyone would like
Crossing
to sign it,
we could have that then.
We can use that right. Whenever you want. Actually,
so you just made it up
off the dome.
Like that's not a song.
No, it's not. So you, I felt it in my soul. I released it.
This is Scott Mills.
I think if the boss of Sisters is a listening,
yeah,
they would have liked that.
Well, basically, I went out with one of the bosses. The one in the buses.
Has your mum been on?
No, but I've got loads of my friends from school texting me like, oh my gosh, your mum's hilarious.
Your mum was like proper after one of the bosses.
Yeah.
Well, where is he?
Put him on the phone. That was a rubbish impression. But
it's his fault then, isn't it? I reckon if I did convince her that it was all his fault, she would have come in and talked to them.
That could be great, by the way. Why don't we do that?
That's for future.
Maya's mum, a text boss.
Yesterday on the show, we had Meghan Trainor. Maya, did you hear this at the time? Listen, do you think that she does remember me? Listen. We met at Radio 1's big weekend. I hugged you for far too long.
I know, I remember. I miss you.
Miss you.
Be real.
Definitely not.
Oh.
Definitely not.
See, not that's just
what,
me.
That's also what Chris said yesterday.
She was too high-pitched.
Scott Mills.
It's true what someone says. Meghan Trainor does generally blame other people in her songs. Maybe she's just making terrible life decisions.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
There was no excuses on Radio 1. Okay, so she doesn't remember me.
She doesn't remember you. I found this clip last night. In fact, someone sent it to me on Twitter, I think it was.
Yeah.
And it's Rihanna in a very similar position with a fan as Meghan Trainor was with you.
What, do you remember me?
Yeah, basically.
Riz, do you remember me in Monaco?
Yes, that's where I remember you from. Because I didn't
see. I give you one like this.
Yes, I still have it.
Oh.
No real.
She definitely doesn't remember. She definitely doesn't have it.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Scott, Chris and Maya, which we like to do on a Friday. This is Friday 2. You settled in now, it's all good.
Yeah, I feel right at home.
Feels right comfy, doesn't it?
Yeah, settled in.
Is there anything more we can do or like anything you want to criticise? Or?
No, I think maybe one day we should try and match outfits a little bit.
Okay, we'll
that would be
that.
Nice. Colour coordinate or something.
Okay, let's try that for next week.
I'd enjoy that.
Hello, Laura, how can we help, please?
Well, Scott, I have just found Chris on Tinder.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Well,
I'm not on Tinder. I need to make this very clear.
Have you ever been?
No. No, I've never been on... Have you been on Tinder?
I actually have been on Tinder.
Have you?
Many years ago, like maybe 4 years ago, I went on a Tinder date.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. It was all right, but it was only one. It was like we had a sleepover with girls and they were like, let's all join Tinder together. And I matched someone and then I deleted it.
So, yeah, but you were single, right?
Of course I was single.
Yeah, sorry, just checking.
But you went on the date?
I did go on the date, yeah.
What was it like?
It was actually a nice date. It was fine, but he was just a bit too mature for me. Like, a bit sensible. Mm. And I came in trainers, he came in a suit, you know, it's already off.
That's not going to work.
Yeah, it didn't really happen. But it was a decent date, he wasn't strange.
Can I just make it clear, I'm not on Tinder, so how are you, like, what are you seeing? Is it just someone who looks like me?
No, it's your actual photo.
Oh, catfish.
It's a case of the catfish.
Oh, it's a catfish.
Ultimate catfish.
Ah.
Oh.
And is his name Chris?
No, its name's Rob. That's how I knew that it wasn't you.
Oh, there you go. It's definitely not me.
Okay, but someone is using your pictures, babe.
Oh, I don't mind that.
I wonder how many people they've met up with.
Well, it's a kind of like a compliment, isn't it? If someone's using your face.
Until they use your face and do some horrible stuff and then somebody comes after you.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah. Actually, yes, don't use my face for anything.
Yeah, that show, the MTV show is...
Oh, my gosh. I was so obsessed with Catfish, the show for one, but actually had my own experience of Catfish.
What do you mean?
I was speaking to somebody when I was young on MSN Messenger. Remember that one? Loved it. And it turned out that it was a fake person. Fast forward about 6 years, moved to London and met the actual person whose photos they were using.
How?
Well, I saw him at an event and I was like, hey, I used to speak to you on MSN. And he was like, never had MSN.
Oh, that's spooky.
So weird.
That kind of creeps me out, that stuff.
I know.
All of that. Laura, what does it say on the bio?
That's my favourite bit.
It says, looking to date and adult company.
Adult company. What does that mean, Eva?
There's so many adult companies.
Yeah, that's not me. I should make that very clear. I'm not looking for adult company. Oh. My name's not Rob.
Oh, well.
And what was the age of Rob?
27.
Oh, that's all fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems accurate.
Laura, two things. One, can you report that profile? Because it's not me.
I have reported it.
Oh, very good.
And what were you going to swipe left or right?
I reported it.
Right.
Neither.
Did you swipe?
No, I didn't swipe.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
I'm not sure that
I knew that it wasn't you, so what was the point?
Right, okay. There was a long gap there between you answering the question. So, yeah. All right. Thank you very much for letting us know about that, Laura.
Guys, have you heard about kitten fishing? I've been reading up on it this week.
No, is that like catfishing?
It's a remix on the catfish. It's like a lesser version.
Okay, tell me about it in a minute.
Scott Mills.
This kind of reminds me of something I read this week.
Right.
Not as bad as catfishing. It's actually called kitten fishing. So like little version.
Kitten fishing.
A lesser version, yeah. So basically, we kind of all do it. When you meet somebody online, you want to portray your best version. But this is going that step further and telling little fibs about different aspects of your life. It could be like, oh, I've got blue eyes, but actually you've got brown.
It's exaggerations. Whatever.
Basically, yeah. Over-exaggerations.
Kitten fishes don't exist though, do they? Well, like actual catfish.
I think they do.
No, like catfish is an actual fish. That's why it's called catfishing, right?
Maybe a kittenfish is just a younger one.
I get what you're saying. Is that little exaggerations?
Yeah. Basically, a lot of people will lie how tall they are, how much they weigh, what their hair looks like.
Or like massively filtered. So that if you ever do meet up with them, you're like, this isn't the actual person that I saw.
Yeah, bit wrong, basically. We've got people out here telling fibs.
Right, that is not on. Don't pretend to be someone you're not. But... Chris?
Yeah, when I first met my girlfriend, everyone exaggerates certain things.
Yeah, a little bit.
You definitely, Scott, I don't know why you're pointing at me. You exaggerate things when you first started seeing...
Well, like what?
Actually, yeah, good point. You actually do quite a cool job and you...
Oh my God.
You do all right, don't you, actually, right. Yeah.
I probably have made myself out to be smarter than I am. You know, like read some fact and then be like, oh, did you know?
I pretend I was in a band... And
this is true.
I played a song to my now girlfriend of a friend's old school band called Jacoby Knight. I should probably shout them out. Mm-hmm. And they did a song called Inside. And I claimed I was the backing vocalist on that song because you can never really prove the backing
vocals. You can get away with backing vocals if you're a BB.
Of course you can. But then what if she asks you to sing?
Yeah, but that's fine because backing vocals. Because it was only a bit of like...
Did she ask
you to
sing?
You can blag that. Probably.
Gosh.
I don't think I've even told her that this didn't happen.
So the lie carries on to this day?
Maybe. I played the guitar a little bit. Like, I'm okay at the guitar. I was never in this band. And I had nothing to do with that song.
But the band are real, but you're never in it.
Yeah.
Did the band know that you've been telling these guys?
No, actually I don't, because it's a mate's old school band.
Gosh.
You have done kitten fishing, but you just didn't do it online.
Yeah, I suppose that was me kitten fishing. Also, like, I've exaggerated my height and stuff like that, because I'm a little bit short.
You always give yourself another couple of inches,
always.
Don't you?
Add an inch on.
Always.
I reckon you two are the same height.
Yeah, I think so. I'm about 5'8 and a touch.
Yeah. I'm 5'11", so sure. I don't know.
Oh, wow, yeah. Massive.
Whatever. Right, so if you were still in the dating game, you'd be like 5'11". That would be on your bio.
Yeah, I'm one of these people that I think you're discussing.
Do you know what, though? There's a thing. This isn't really kitten fishing, but when you first meet somebody and you're speaking to them over, like, WhatsApp, wherever it is, you usually get your funniest or smartest friend to help you with the messages, like, oh, how do I sound wee?
Mm.
I suppose that's a bit kitten fishy.
Have you done that?
I have.
What do you mean?
You know, like, if you're having your first conversation and you're trying to be fun and witty and you're like, oh, what should I say?
Yeah.
And, like, say that because that's really funny. Comment on this. Like, your friend's input.
So when you first started dating whoever this was, then you had a comedian writing your messages.
Matey. No, but there'd be conversations where I'm like, I could really shine in this one. Let me just get some advice.
That's terrible.
Well, so you get your friends, your funnier friends to pre-check before you send?
Yeah, or put it in the group chat and be like, what do you reckon I should reply to this? Best answer wins.
That is brilliant.
That's ridiculous.
Also, I'd be interested to know if anyone has been kitten fished without knowing, or maybe, like, you didn't know it was called that, but it has happened to you, or maybe you are the kitten fisher. If you want to admit to that, 81199, whether it's happened to you or you've been the person doing it.
Scott Mills.
Chris in Newcastle says, if anything, I under-exaggerate myself online so that they're not completely disappointed when they meet me.
That's a good idea.
That is a good way to start things. No, like, disappointments.
Undersell it, you know? Verity's been kitten fished.
Yeah, I have.
How long ago?
I'd say just before Christmas, so like November.
Okay, what happened?
He said on his dating profile that he was a semi-pro footballer.
And you were like, yes, tick.
Yeah.
Never trust the phrase semi-pro footballer, by the way. Right. You're either professional or you're not.
Yeah, I feel like that's the most common lie. I used to play football.
Well, he also said that he spoke fluent French.
Right.
Suspicious.
So I agreed to go on the date and he showed up in a football shirt, so I thought that he must have been...
Look at me. I play football.
Oh, no.
Okay, what were you wearing?
I was wearing, like, a simple dress because it was quite, a classy place to go out, so I didn't really know why I was in a football shirt, but I thought that must be, like, what footballers do, I don't know.
But wear the kit out on nights out.
On a first date?
Just going straight from a game to a date, that's just
I mean, I don't know what's more unbelievable here, that you thought that's what footballers do, or he thought that he could get away with being a footballer by turning up in a football kit.
What team did he say?
He didn't even say a team.
Oh, semi-pro for Arsenal.
Oh, there we go. Must have been.
But we sat down and I started asking him about, like, what position he played and stuff. And I asked, like, if he played in centre, if he was goal. And he just gave me a really blank look and was just looking at me. He didn't respond. It's like he had no idea what I was on about.
Oh, no.
Was he Muggy Mike? Oh. Muggy Mike claims to be a semi-pro footballer,
yeah.
I think.
He does.
Somewhere in Kent or something.
Yeah.
And then I left that and I started talking in French because I go to France a lot, so I can kind of speak it. I'm not good at it.
Oh, this has gone so wrong for him. What are the chances?
I said bonjour and he, like, laughed about it. And then I tried to be really, like, impressive, so I ordered my food in French.
This is the best.
The waiter got it and knew exactly what I was on about, and he just looked at me and was like, what were you saying?
Oh, no.
He must have gone home and felt like, well, like, I'm such an idiot.
What a thing to lie about.
I'd also said that I spoke French, so I thought he would have maybe have learned a little bit if he was trying to...
That's why he did it. That's why you do it. So you were blatantly in a conversation going, like, about interests and stuff like that. You said you speak a bit of French. Because you want to try and make a connection, don't you? You go, oh, I love
French. Me too.
Yeah, you always say whatever they say is great. You go along with it.
Yeah, well, at least learn the highs and the buys and the thank yous in the language.
Yeah,
you know?
Basics. Yeah.
The basic ones.
Yeah, I thought he'd at least, like, know some football term. Like, I don't even know football that well, and I was able to ask him stuff.
Massively bad research.
It was awful. I got my friend to pick me up early because I just had to get out of it.
Je t'aime, au revoir. See? Even I can do the basics. That was love you, bye, yeah?
Tu habites où? Est-ce qu'il y a un cinéma?
What's that?
I think that means... What does that mean, Les?
want to go to the cinema or something.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Esquilia au cinema.
Un cinema?
Je m'appelle...
Nah, that's rubbish.
Je m'appelle Maya.
Je m'appelle Maya.
J'ai 11 ans.
What's that one?
I am 11.
Oh, is that the last time you spoke French?
Yeah.
11 years old.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Connor.
Easy, Connor.
Connor. Connor. He's being naughty.
Okay, I'm going to plunge my
way up. Let's see if we can get...
Hang on a minute.
Are we getting Connor on?
He might have gone to the toilet.
Right, also, we need to discuss... there's a picture going around, which we will discuss in a minute, of... Have you seen this? Of Sam Smith kissing his boyfriend, who is hot.
I have seen it.
But he...
Oh, so it's Sam Smith that you were talking about?
It's Sam Smith.
The celebrity, okay.
Right, we'll talk about it in a minute. Hello, Connor.
Hello.
Did you hang up on me? That's really tacky.
I'm not sure what happened. I thought you hung up on me.
No, I didn't. It wasn't us hanging up. Are you okay?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Yeah, good. What's planned for the weekend?
A bit of bowling, drinks.
Oh my gosh.
We were just talking about this.
I'm going bowling this weekend. Where are you going, Con?
Telford.
Okay, won't see you there then.
I mean, the chances of that were pretty slim.
But like, I haven't been bowling for ages.
I haven't.
It's such a fun activity to do.
Yeah.
Especially when it's rubbish weather.
I'm really bad at it. I have to use that like helper thing.
Do you?
Yeah.
Or the bumpers?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited.
Come on, you're better than that.
I'm excited,
excited that you can wear your own shoes now, though.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, well, in some places. Yeah.
That used to ruin so many dates.
I know.
You plan your outfit and then you've got a massive hard shoe on. It just doesn't look good.
Right. Connor, today is a three-way, so it's a difficult, even toughest decision of the week for you, really.
Yeah, likely.
Okay, right, here's what I've got for you to start with.
Banger!
Tinchy Strider,
you're the one.
N Dubs,
yeah. Nan and I,
number one. From my only, to my
only. That's very me, that song.
I love old school end ups.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Same.
Loving.
I was obsessed with them.
You really were.
Gosh.
It was a bit of a problem.
My name's Shaniqua and what?
Yeah. Connor, that's Scott's choice. You're going to have my choice today, which is this.
Oh.
This is The Hives, Hate to Say I Told You So.
It's a head bopper.
Yeah, The Hives.
All right.
The Hives.
Oh, I absolutely love this song.
I love The Hives.
Maya, what have you got?
Well, yes, mate. This is Benny Benassi, Satisfaction. One of those fist pump anthems. I love it.
That's a tough one.
I mean, does this not make you think of a construction site with loads of drills and stuff?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Oiled up bodies.
Drills.
Love it.
Drills.
Drilling.
Women love drills. Connor.
Sexy drilling.
Connor, help. I don't know what you would do.
Oh, yeah, probably some of the best choices I've had in a while.
Yeah.
To be honest, I didn't think you'd beat Scott's, but then Chris brought his out.
Yeah, what about Maya?
What about me, mate?
Go on, Connor, do the right thing, mate.
I think because it's Friday and I'm on the way home, it's got to be Chris's.
Yeah.
Okay.
2 weeks, come on.
Goodness.
I know what I'm doing.
Yes, Chris, fair play. The Hives, I hate to say I told you so.
King of the three-way, me, aren't
I? Yeah, totally are.
2 weeks now. 2 weeks.
That's why they call you King of the Three-Way. The official chart's coming up. This photo is doing the rounds of Sam Smith kissing his pretty fit boyfriend, actually, Brandon Flynn.
Mm.
I think they're a really good couple. They look good together. However, I just put a picture on my Twitter and Instagram. Obviously, you can't see it. A lot of people can't see it. How would you describe it, guys? It looks like it's a first kiss. That can't be the first kiss.
I mean, it's definitely a passionate kiss from the sights of it. A lot of mouth openness and quite a deep suction going on.
He's inhaling him.
He's about to swallow him.
It's like on the Green Mile, you know, where they suck the bits out.
Yeah, it's that. It is that.
Yeah, it's a lot of things.
But I can't bear my personal thing is I can't bear when I see a photo of a celebrity and their lips are not even anywhere near meeting, because it looks like a terrible kiss. It was probably lovely.
I can do the noise that's been made at the time.
I don't!
Yeah, see, I was thinking it was more like a...
What do you think?
One of those.
First kiss, please, Chris.
First kiss, teethy.
Yeah, who with?
Being honest. Name them.
Yeah.
It was a girl called Ashley.
Where?
What? Where?
Yeah.
Where did it happen?
It was sort of near a swimming pool called Highgrove Pool.
That's all I need.
That's all you need.
Next, my
mine. So mine was quite traumatic for me. Bit of peer pressure. Yeah. Had a boyfriend in school. Was only at the holding hand stage, but all of my friends had started to kiss their boyfriend, so I was the last one. And I was quite scared about it because, you know, the tongues, it's a lot to think about.
It's a lot.
And we were all walking home from somewhere, about 20 of us, and they were like, oh, hang on, Maya hasn't had her kiss yet. Oh. And literally circled me and him, and we kissed. And then I went back to my friend's house and had a little cry.
Why cry?
About it. Just because I was like, it's not right. It was a lot of spit going on, yeah. And just I just hated it. Mm.
My mum was with a girl called Tracy Mills, which I always said to her was good if she ever.
What, same last name?
Right.
So I was going to say, please, that is not a family member.
It's your cousin.
No, not cousin. Look, we're not all like that in Eastleigh.
Oh my gosh.
No, what I'm saying is, like, we said, because when we weren't deeply in love, we were like young. But we used to like sit in the field and that, and then we were like, how handy if we ever do get married, then we've got the we'd have to change the last name.
Yeah, simple.
It's good,
simple.
Right?
Is that how you met, though? Were you like, ah, same name, let's be together?
Complete coincidence, Maya, actually, yeah.
Wow.
Scott Mills.
Chris, take that down off Twitter immediately.
You're being serious.
Right, you're snogging in the microphone.
It's very sexual.
It just gives it an idea of what the experience would be like.
I'm now concerned the photo of Sam Smith is actually maybe one of him giving mouth to mouth and not a kiss at all, like resuscitation.
It's passion, it's love.
Where do you stand on PDAs?
I'm quite a shy PDA-er. I mean, in England, I don't really do too much PDA, but I'll PDA abroad.
Get you?
Yeah. No one knows me.
Sorry, I'll... Right, so you'll only kiss you-know-who. Abroad.
Well, if there's loads of people around, I might do like a peck on the cheek or like a little innocent, but like full-on snoggers.
How far abroad?
Just in Europe is fine.
Anywhere
Europe.
Abroad, you're full-on...
Apparently.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I'm doing the official chart. Greg's back at 4, so the chart's on early today, and this is the easiest hour of work for Chris Stark and Maya Jama ever.
Nah, it's not really work.
No, we're just dancing.
It's never work.
Just, I know. We literally are.
Having a dance.
We're trying to master a dance.
Earlier on, we were talking about Sam Smith and his new-ish boyfriend, Brandon Flynn. Do you recognise him? He's from... anyone seen 13 Reasons Why?
No, I know Good that show. He's a famous guy, though.
Right, OK, so they're basically inhaling each other. It looks like their first ever kiss. Then Chris put a picture up on social media of him trying to inhale the radio microphone, which I see you've now deleted. Why are you
I've had
it
to
off?
Delete, well, because a couple of people suggest it could be easily photoshopped.
Yeah, definitely.
And
with something else other than the microphone.
But that advice. Would have been good fun. We could have seen what it, like, what it turned into.
No, you did the right...
Never know.
You did the right thing.
Scott Mills.
We're back Monday from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Have a good weekend. Scott Mills.